What's next? Before we dive into the principles and concepts of what many would view as the next step, the next chapter, the next big thing, I think it's plausible here to interject the probability that many people, though they may desire to move forward, have several chapters that they are refusing to close. Closing doors to immaturity, closing doors of bigotry, closing doors of hatred, closing doors of mental and physical poverty. What's next? What's next? Oftentimes you'll find people who are well-meaning people, but because they lack the inability to move forward without baggage, they turn potentially great opportunities into opportunities that shatter their world and continue to distort their path and their future. So when we look at what's next, I think it's only fitting that we discover where we've been. And when we look at where we've been, if we can see a cycle, a pattern that just seems to follow us, then what's next is to stop, readjust, and secure our thoughts that are racing out of control, our desire to try to erase from our memory banks everything that has not been fruitful in our lives. The only real way to do that is you have to confront it. And then after you confront it, you have to conquer it. You see, it's easy to try to mask or hide who you've been, where you've been, but it's not so easy to face it, accept it, and move forward in a more positive way of life. And so many people run, literally run, sometimes across the country, trying to escape themselves. And I want you to stop running. I want you to remember who and what it is that you were before your trauma took over your life. What's next should look like you taking out a moment, doing some self-evaluation. It's time out for people with damaged lives, entering into the lives of unsuspecting people who cannot fix them, who don't realize who and what it is that they're entertaining. You owe it to yourself to have a moment of inner healing. Sometimes life can be so challenging and unrewarding that our inner child is still crying out for closures in so many situations. And we pack up all of our hurt, we pack up all of our biases and all of our inabilities to see things clearly because we've been jaded and wounded. And we just keep lugging around these extremely heavy areas of bondage. What's next? You move, you change your address, but you're still depressed. You're still fighting every day to get out of bed. You still find it incredibly difficult to accept that where you've been and how you've had to survive is a testament, not a death sentence. What's next? You made some mistakes. You've done some terrible things. Do you continue to wear it as a badge of honor? Or do you continue to beat yourself up about what you did, maybe what you said? What's next? You were abused physically, emotionally, sometimes sexually. But now you have children. Some people have placed their young adults in the same sorts of environments and situations that they themselves had to fight to survive through. And you're starting to see these patterns play out in your children. What's next? We have to get to a point where we are comfortable talking about all of our triggers, all of our traumas, so that we can break the bonds of self-loathing, self-hatred, because there are far too many people bleeding on other people that never harmed them, that would never harm them. What's next? For my pessimistic people, for my negative people, don't ask yourself what's next. Because you draw and you attract negative energy, negative emotions. And for these individuals, you will never see the good, because you have surrounded your mind, your psyche, your aura with everything that has ever happened to you. And because of that, there is no clear solution in sight. What's next? Healing. Releasing it all. Being completely free. Make new friends. Make new decisions. Step out in areas and ways that you never imagined doing before. Trust life. Trust the giver of life. But never, ever stop hoping and imagining that things can and will get better for you. What's next? A happy future. A smile that you never thought that you would have upon your face ever again. But the key is, you have to extinguish the fires that are raging within you. And you won't be able to do that by entertaining anyone who has the same amount of trauma. Erase those trauma bonds. Connect with some people who really know what it is to be happy. And what's next will literally blow your mind.